Good evening. I'm Lance, and tonight on Dozing Off, we're going on a sleep journey together with the Valley of the Whispering Wind. Do me a favor. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Let your shoulders soften. Let your jaw unclench and feel your body settle into stillness. You're safe here, warm and ready to drift. Let me tell you a story about a valley hidden far from any map. A place where the wind carries songs and the land itself remembers. A place where time is not measured in clocks, but in the rhythm of clouds and the hush of leaves. Let's begin. There is a place deep in the hills, far from towns or roads, where the land dips low between two great ridges. It's not marked on any map, but those who find it always remember the way. They call it the Valley of Whispering Wind. To reach it, one must follow a narrow path. One that winds through birch groves and over smooth stones, across shallow brooks that chuckle quietly beneath wooden footbridges. The kind of path that slows your steps, that asks you to listen. One late afternoon, under the soft gold of a settling sun, a traveler named Eleanor arrived at the edge of the valley. She had walked for days through quiet woods and gentle hills, carrying nothing but a small pack and the desire to be still. The air was changing as she approached, cooler, lighter, filled with something she couldn't quite name. A kind of hush, a sacred quiet. As she stepped onto the trail, the wind stirred around her ankles, lifting fallen leaves into slow spirals. It almost felt like a welcome. The trees here were older. Not ancient, but wise. Leaning just slightly, as if they'd learned to bow to the breeze. Their trunks were speckled with moss, and their branches reached out like open arms. Eleanor walked slowly. There was no need to rush. The valley was waiting. She followed the path as it dipped between the hills. With each step, the sounds of the outside world faded, until all that remained was the rustle of wind and the occasional trill of a hidden bird. And then, as she rounded a bend, the valley opened before her. It was wider than she had imagined. A broad cradle of land wrapped in gentle green, surrounded by low ridges covered in soft trees. The wind moved through it like a ribbon, weaving between flowers, through tall grasses, and over the surface of a slow-moving stream that cut through the center like a silver thread. And everywhere, the wind whispered. Not in words, but in tone, in memory, in something deeper than sound. Eleanor stepped forward and let the valley surround her. She took off her pack and laid it in the grass. And for a long moment, she simply stood there, listening. The wind moved past her ear, like a soft voice saying, "You're here now." That night, Eleanor made her bed near the stream, beneath the canopy of leaves that swayed with each sigh of air. She watched the stars appear one by one, not with urgency, but with ease, like dancers stepping into place. The moon was gentle, low and round. Its light turned the grasses to silver and the stream to flowing glass. As she closed her eyes, the wind passed once more through the valley. And this time, it carried a sound like a lullaby. No melody, but a feeling, a rhythm. Like a heartbeat, like home. The days in the valley were soft. Mornings came slowly, with mist hanging low over the stream. Birdsong filtered through the fog, quiet and clear. Eleanor spent her days walking barefoot along the water, her feet pressing into cool moss and damp stone. The wind was always there, sometimes brushing her cheek, sometimes curling around her fingers. She spoke to it sometimes, and though it never answered in words, it always replied. Leaves would stir, grasses would part, and she would feel understood. On the third day, Eleanor found a circle of stones at the edge of the trees. They were smooth and worn, placed with care, as if by someone long ago. She sat in the center and closed her eyes. The wind swirled around her again, this time a little stronger. It tugged gently at her sleeves, lifted her hair, and wrapped her in a quiet kind of music. And then it changed. Within the breeze, she began to hear something else. A memory, not hers, but the valley's. She saw flashes of other visitors. A child laughing as they chased butterflies through the grass. A couple resting beside the stream, hands intertwined. A man playing a wooden flute beneath the willow tree. Each image flickered like candlelight. Warm, fleeting, kind. The wind had held them all. And now it held her, too. She opened her eyes and whispered, "Thank you." The trees rustled in reply. That evening, a light rain drifted across the valley. The kind that makes no sound, but turns the air soft and fragrant. Eleanor stayed beneath the trees, watching droplets bead on fern leaves and roll down petals like tiny jewels. She felt no hurry, no need to be anywhere else. And as she drifted to sleep, curled in her blanket of moss and earth, the wind pressed gently against her ear, a farewell for now. On the fifth morning, she rose before the sun, packed her bag slowly, rolled her fingers over the leaves one last time, and walked back toward the path. The wind was quiet, but present, like a friend who understood it was time to go. As she stepped out of the valley, she turned once more to look back. And in that moment, the breeze rose up, lifting her hair, wrapping around her like a shawl, and whispering something she didn't need to hear aloud. She smiled and walked on. The valley remained behind her, unchanged, and always waiting. As Eleanor followed the winding trail back into the hills, she noticed how the world beyond the valley had changed, or perhaps how she had. The trees seemed to speak more clearly now. The stones beneath her feet held a warmth she hadn't felt before. Even the sky, brushed with soft morning light, looked kinder, like it too had taken a deep breath. She paused once more at the top of the ridge and let her eyes drift over the horizon. Somewhere behind her, the stream still flowed. The wind still whispered. And though she was moving forward, she carried something invisible with her now. A quiet stillness tucked beneath her ribs. A soft echo of the valley song, resting just behind her heartbeat. Now rest, traveler. Let your breath slow. Let your thoughts drift like clouds over the hills. You've been to the valley. You've heard the wind, and it will be with you, in sleep, in stillness, and in dreams. Good night, and may the whispering wind carry you gently home.